Hey there, friends, it's Nick. I'm going to talk quickly about deadlines. Now, I can remember when probably the first book I bought about freelance writing, so this will be back probably in maybe something like 1985, 1986, something like that. And it was a book about how to make money writing articles for magazines. And, you know, that, yeah, I remember the book really clearly. It was like a Kogan page, kind of not very well designed, not particularly interesting, but sort of a by the numbers, this is how you do it. And one of the very early things that it said in that book, I remember that, and it advised you to write out a sign and put it above your desk, was this. It said, writers meet deadlines. And it's one of those things, you know, it's one of those things where we all know that when there's a deadline for a project, even if we don't want to do it, when there's a deadline, as the deadline gets closer, our comfort level drops, our discomfort level rises, and we get down and we do the hard thing. And one of the consequences of that is that ever since the internet became something you could sell things through, internet marketers have been dropping deadlines onto their offers. If you don't do this thing by this time, you're going to miss out on all of this stuff, essentially is how it goes. And I've been pretty vocal in the past about where I see that kind of thing. I mean, it's the classic, and I've used that stuff on behalf of clients and sometimes for myself, but it's definitely in that toolbox of slightly yucky, shady tactics, along with false scarcity and all the other kind of psychological manipulation kind of BS there is in online marketing. And I've kind of done with it. I've kind of put it away. But as I've said before on this podcast, one of the things that I think marks out people who actually think about things as opposed to just going with the dogma is that their ability to change their mind. And I'm wondering whether I'm going to change my mind on this. And it's partly because I was listening to an interview the other day with a guy who has built his whole business around deadlines. And I don't mean he's put out lots of offers with deadlines. His company essentially helps entrepreneurs and online marketers add deadlines into their offers. And it was really interesting hearing him talk, because of course the deadline is a manipulative tactic. But what he said is essentially, and the reason I listened to this, by the way, is he was being interviewed by someone I like and really respect who rates this guy. So when this guy was talking about the power of the deadline, I did stop and I did listen. And what he was saying essentially is that the deadline is a powerful way to make people do the work of deciding whether or not that the offer, the thing, is really for them. Because given life, we would prefer not to do that hard work. We've talked about this over and over on the podcast, how, you know, I mean, our brains are designed to sort of do the minimum just in case we need to run away from the saber-toothed tiger or whatever it might be. You know, we're not going to waste energy. And what he said was he was talking about the psychology of deadlines and how, you know, even just that simple act of giving someone a deadline would force them to think about whether or not the offer is for them. He said it doesn't make it more likely that the offer is for them, but it forces them to think. And if it is for them, it forces them to act. And it really made me think. I mean, it's not a particularly profound thought, but it has made me think about whether or not I should be using deadlines more. So for example, let's give you a simple example of how it might be appropriate to do it. Right now, you can buy my course about telling your story. And you can go onto the website and you can buy it today, and you'll literally get the same email. You'll get the starting email. My wife's texting me, so I'm losing my train of thought. If you go on today, you buy the course, you'll get the first email straight away. But if you go onto the website, there's not going to be anything to particularly encourage you to make that decision soon. You know, you could go today, you could go tomorrow, you could go next week. There's nothing to focus your attention. Now, one thing I could try and do is I could have, you know, because it's a 7-day course, essentially. You get an email each day for 7 days, essentially. So what I could say is that next Monday, I'm starting a cohort for the Tell Your Story course. It runs from Monday to Sunday. If you want to be on next week's course, you have to have registered by the end of Sunday, let's say. And that could happen essentially every week. We could get into that situation where there is an implied deadline, because if you don't register by the end of Sunday, then you're going to have to wait at least a week. And that means that everyone doing the course that week gets the same email on the same day at the same time. And we do it in cohorts like that. And I've thought about this for other practical reasons, like support and so on as well. And it just made me think about, it made me rethink, reconsider about the power of deadlines and whether they were more than just, you know, a manipulative tactic. Because as the guy said, as I mentioned just now, you know, what he's saying is, it's not going to make it more likely that anyone's going to buy something they don't want. It will make it more likely they consider what you're offering. Anyway, I thought that was, it's interesting. And I'm having, as usual, this is the first draft of what I'm thinking, but I am thinking about whether or not to change things up and do that a bit differently. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Remember that your story means business. And if you want to dig deeper, search online for story.business. Bye now.